You're listening to Spiritual Living for the 21st Century, the podcast from Unity San Francisco that explores modern spiritual teachings and provides insight into how to apply them in your life. This is Reverend Ken Daigle. Today's talk was recorded live at Unity San Francisco. Enjoy.
We decided that in all the years we've known each other, over 15 years now, 16 years now? 2009. Yeah. 17 years, 2009 we met, that we have never done this before, that we've never been sharing the platform or sharing a talk before. Right? And so I give you Jackie Hawkins.
Easter has often been taught as a miracle that happened once, many years ago. A stone rolled away, an empty tomb, a body restored. Well, you know, as a young girl, I listened to my father, a Baptist minister, tell the Easter story from a miracle perspective. And as a young five-year-old, I didn't quite get it. I didn't believe what my father was telling me. I said, really? Jesus, the man who died on the cross and was buried in a tomb and then sealed, the tomb was sealed with a rock, a stone. And then three days later, he opened his eyes. His body was fully resurrected. Really, Daddy? And as my father would say with that southern drawl, yes, darling. And I said, Dad, I really don't get it. But Daddy continually, of course, told the Easter story from the miracle perspective, and I continued to question. And I tell you that my father's love language was patience. Patience. But many decades later, when I came to Unity, the story began to click from a metaphysical perspective. Because in Unity, we understand it as an awakening of consciousness, the rising of the Christ within us. Resurrection is not about a body coming back to life. It is about awareness rising above fear, doubt, and limitation.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's more than that too. So it is about evolution. Resurrection is about all of us rising from the ashes, from the doubt, from the lack, and creating something that has never existed before. Something that is unique. Because we are. And I sat in the pews of a church not far from you in Texas, but with a totally different experience, a totally segregated experience of a white church, a Catholic church in Louisiana. And I too, in all of my studies, questioned the stories we were told about whether they really happened or whether there was something more. And then I found Unity in New York City in the midst of turmoil and despair and my time in the wilderness, and came to see that we needed to see this in a bigger picture. And I sat at Unity in New York with Eric Butterworth and heard that the Christ is not a person. The Christ is not a man or a woman. It is something more. It is an evolutionary idea. It is consciousness on the planet. And then when my mind got to see that this story isn't about one man, and it's not something that happened in Palestine 2,000 years ago, but it is something that is happening in you and me every day, every moment, every second. When we think that something is against us or it's not going the way we want it to go, that we can rise from that perception of it being against us and being bad or hard or painful into something that is supposed to be let go of so that we can evolve to what we're supposed to evolve to. A Catholic priest, Teilhard de Chardin, said years ago, that what we are all doing is evolving to the omega point, to the place of consciousness, of Christ consciousness, where we are all destined to arrive. That is what Easter is. In us.
So metaphysically, the tomb represents old thought patterns. Mm-hmm. The stone represents the beliefs that keep us sealed in. The resurrection is the moment we rise above them. In unity, we say Jesus revealed the Christ. He demonstrated what is possible in consciousness. And every time we move from fear to faith, from resentment to forgiveness, from scarcity to sufficiency, we resurrect. This is resurrection. Every shift upward in awareness is arising.
Yeah. And sometimes they're just not old thoughts, but they may be reoccurring old thoughts that we take on in the moment. How many times in the day does that little voice keep us pulling us back? Ooh, look how bad that is. Ooh, that's not right. That's not right. And we constantly have to reaffirm. Just knowing that if we zoom out far enough from our perspective, that we can see a bigger picture. And if you do it universally, if you look at the whole creation of the universe, you can see that hydrogen becomes stars, and stars create the light. And from stars dying and exploding, we get carbon. And from carbon, we get cells. And from cells, we get consciousness, you and me. And the possibility to interact with life in a fundamental way. The whole entire 13 billion year history of the universe is a story of rising complexity, of evolution. And resurrection is not an interruption in nature. It is the pattern of nature itself. From death comes resurrection. From despair comes hope. It is the pattern that this story represents.
Yes. And so in unity, Christ is not confined to one individual. Christ is the divine potential in all of us. Look around. All of us, the Christ potential exists. Jesus awakened to that potential. And so can we. Jesus showed us the way. He was our way shower. He was an example of divine potential, the Christ presence. Even in you.
Little brother. And again, Teilhard de Chardin said, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human one. Huh. What if resurrection is a spiritual principle? The principle of resurrection. The universe fulfilling its true calling. You and I fulfilling what we're here for. Look at the individual parts of the creation behind us. Right? And it didn't exist until we all put it together. What if resurrection is about us all coming together in ways that we never conceived of before? I look around at the mosaic of the young people and the people of color and the gay and straight and trans people in this room right now, knowing that this mosaic is beautiful, just as beautiful as the mosaic of flowers behind me. And what has happened in this community is a resurrection of spirit itself. And that yes, I'll take a pause for that.
Yes.
The concept of the Christ, the idea of something bigger and higher in consciousness, is not only a historical revelation, it's an evolutionary emergence. And what is emerging on the planet is the call for something greater. Right?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you and I, sitting in those pews all those years ago in the South, would have never, ever met.
That's right.
And never had this dialogue.
That's right.
And that's what's changed.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so metaphysics, yes, you can clap. Yes. Yeah. And so metaphysically, the cross, which you see on the screen, it represents the dying away of the ego, the surrender of false identity. When I wear this piece of jewelry that you see on the screen as well as around my neck, it represents my true identity, which is love. And love is etched in this cross. Love down. God across, the God within, the love that I am. We do not rise without letting go of something that no longer serves us to reveal our true identity.
Mm. Yeah, and evolution confirms that. Every leap forward requires disruption. Right? Seeds break open to actually become what they need to. Caterpillars dissolve into imaginal cells to become a butterfly. And stars explode to create the possibility and the elements of life itself. Collapse precedes emergence in every structure of the universe. So the cross is not the end of the story. It is the threshold of transformation. Yes. So whatever your cross is today, yes, it's about what you're about to emerge into. And it's happened everywhere in your life. I remember from being a kid thinking that everything was stacked against me and that I had a fight to get my place in the world. And then stepping into adulthood and finding a new way through that. And then finding it again. Because then all of a sudden, instead of my parents that I had overcome, it was my boss. Or it was the system. Or it was the job. And again, I had to stop letting go of this consciousness that it's happening to me. And step into how do I create something different? And that pattern emerges in every section of our lives, from letting go of our childhood and our childlessness, our childishness, into our adulthood and into our midlife and into our old age. Every stage of life means that we have to let go of something. We have to let go of something. When we become parents, looking at all the parents in the room, oh, boy, is that a transfer of time and consciousness and letting go. And then when the children leave and we step into something else again, all those different patterns are life unfolding and evolving to something higher. And it is the threshold of transformation that you're going through in this moment.
And so it means that, as Unity teaches us, we can renew our minds. Mm. Our minds are not static. And guess what? We are not prisoners of our thoughts, of our thinking. Because as Ken says, at each stage of our conscious development, yeah, evolution, our thoughts, our thinking evolves.
And neuroscience confirms that. Science confirms that absolutely, that our brains are evolving with us and actually ahead of us, that it has to happen in consciousness first, then it happens in the brain, and then it happens in the world. And so the pattern of idea, mind, idea and expression, the pattern of dying to the old stuff, spending time in the tomb and emerging out of it, is the pattern that is not fantasy. It is the way that our brains and the world work, because we are not separate from the world we inhabit.
That's right. And so resurrection is not only personal. It affects how we show up in the world. My resurrection, my rise in consciousness affects you and you and you. So to quote a great spiritual leader of mine, and I believe yours as well, whatever affects one directly affects us all indirectly. This is the interrelated structure of reality, Martin Luther King Jr. In other words, resurrection is transformative of the whole, not just one part of the whole.
So what if everything that we're going through right now, collectively, as humanity, is actually it all coming together. Systems are breaking down. Structures are falling apart everywhere around us. And what if we zoom far out enough to know that this is actually what has to happen in order for something new to emerge? That the pain and the struggle and the horrors that we see on our devices and on our screens and in the newspapers and we hear from each other is actually the old stuff dying away and the new about to emerge. What if this is not just chaos, but it's contraction before expansion? You know, this has changed for all of us. This meaning church, spiritual centers, spiritual expression. When I was a kid, when you were a kid, oh my God, you couldn't get a seat on Sunday morning.
Right.
And what spiritual communities are have shifted since Jackie and I went to school some 15 to 18 years ago for those 3 years together. And what we have to create today, what if this is what's supposed to fall apart? What if the hierarchical, patriarchal, old way of doing spirituality needs to crumble? Needs to fall apart so that something bigger, better, and more purposeful can emerge? What if the systems of government that have so long oppressed so many of us and left some people on the sidelines while the few get everything they need, need to break apart, need to be seen for what they are? Flawed and human. And what if the human structure that always falls apart in every form, in every generation, in every age, is just crumbling because it's time for a new emergence?
Yes.
Yes.
It's time.
It's time. Is it time? Is it time for a new emergence? Right? So why don't we be conscious creators of that new emergence?
And so the tomb is any place where we feel sealed in, that we need to break out of, in old grief, old wounds, old beliefs. The stone is not fixed. It can be rolled away.
And love refuses to remain buried.
And life refuses to stay small. Just as my enslaved ancestors refused to accept that they were less than human. And just as, yes, you can clap. Yes. And just as my father, my mother, and others fought for equal rights in the civil rights movement and the women's movement and refused to be relegated to the back of the bus and stuck in the kitchen. Yes.
Preach. Yes, absolutely.
So consciousness refuses to stop expanding.
Amen. We know that this is just the starting point, the jumping off point, the threshold of a new day, right? And that's why this day still has relevance and significance, not because we're pretending it's all good, but because we are demanding that it be better.
Yes, absolutely. And so we understand salvation as awakening. And awakening is available to whom? All of us. Yes, everybody.
From a scientific lens, resurrection is built into reality itself. Just as gravity applies to everyone, resurrection applies to each and every one of us. It also does to truth, right? The truth will always come out, that you and I are created equal, that we are created by God in the image and likeness of the divine, and that no one is excluded from that gift.
Amen. Amen.
It's not about one person or one select group of people. It's about who is willing to rise in this moment. No one is outside the evolutionary embrace of God.
Because Jesus didn't rise so we could worship a singular, distant miracle.
No. The stories about Jesus were told and are told to reveal and illuminate the pattern. Resurrection itself is the pattern that is available to us all.
Yes, resurrection is the awakening of the Christ within whom?
It's yes. Happening within now. It is happening now.
In you.
Through you.
As
you.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Living for the 21st Century. I'm Reverend Ken Daigle. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Unity San Francisco and learn more about us at unitysf.com. Spiritual Living for the 21st Century is a production of Unity San Francisco.